Today's Global IQ Minute with Jim Falk is with Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, who began his four-year term on January 27, 2014. The president grew up in a rural family of 17 children, received his law degree in Honduras and a master's degree in public administration from the State University of New York. In addition to his political career, he's been active in business, particularly in media, tourism, and coffee cultivation. Thank you so much, Your Excellency, for being with us.
Earlier this year, Vice President Joe Biden wrote a very interesting piece in the New York Times where he said that the United States needed to be more engaged in Central America and also talked about President Obama's commitment and request to Congress to provide in excess of $1 billion of foreign assistance. What is the status of that and how important is it?
Es muy importante. Son los fondos para financiar la Alianza para la Prosperidad.
It's very important. Those are the basics for financing the Alliance for Prosperity.
Alianza para la Prosperidad es crecimiento económico, el aparato productivo de Centroamérica.
In the economic sector, this would include the economic growth of Central America in the way of production, producing for Central America.
Fortalecer las instituciones y ser más efectivos en la aplicación de la justicia.
Strengthen the institutions and to be more effective as far as the application of justice.
Y de igual manera, oportunidades que los programas sociales nos van a permitir.
And in like manner, as far as the social services and programs, what they will allow us.
Y en el caso de Honduras, quiero ser muy enfático en que de todos los fondos que se necesitan para la Alianza para la Prosperidad, nosotros ya estamos poniendo el 80%.
And I want to be very emphatic as far as Honduras, in order to finance the Alliance for Prosperity, that we are putting and offering 80% of the funds necessary.
Your Excellency, our listeners are all over the United States. Give them a better sense of key industries that might be of interest to them in your country.
La industria de la energía. Para nosotros es importante y lo tenemos como objetivo nacional, convertirnos en el país de la región más competitivo en cuanto a precio de energía.
In the area of the energy, we want to in Honduras become the number one most competitive one as far as the production of energy.
Y además convertirnos en un centro logístico, y para eso estamos construyendo highways y también aeropuertos y puertos tanto en el Atlántico como en el Pacífico.
And also become the great logistics area. So that is why we are building roads, airports, and also ports.
De igual manera, otro tema importante para nosotros es la parte agroalimentaria y también la parte forestal.
And also what's very important to us is the aspect of agricultural foods, harvesting, and also the forest aspect.
Turismo es sumamente importante. Porque Honduras tiene la mayor diversidad de productos turísticos a corta distancia.
Tourism is also very important to us because Honduras has the most materials or it offers the most in a short distance as far as touristic elements go.
Y de igual manera les invito a seguir un proceso que va a ser fascinante, que es la exploración de una nueva civilización que se ha encontrado en la Mosquitia.
I also invite you to something which is very exciting, which has been the discovery of a new civilization, the Mosquita, in Honduras.
Your Excellency, you were telling us just a little while ago about the meetings you had in Washington with National Geographic. Share that with our listeners.
Yes. Con National Geographic hemos llegado a un entendimiento, una alianza, de explorar este sitio que está en una reserva llamada La Mosquitia.
Yes, with National Geographic, we had reached an agreement, an alliance, in order to go and explore this new area in Honduras, which is called La Mosquita.
Mosquitia.
Mosquitia.
Sí. Y además, lo que nos ha dicho el mundo científico que ha tenido oportunidad de ver estos sitios es que no está relacionado ni con los incas, ni con los aztecas, y de igual manera ni con los mayas. Probablemente sea una civilización única.
And as far as what the scientists have told us, that this civilization is not related to the Incas, nor the Aztec, nor the Mayas, and probably this is a new civilization.
Así es de que también los invito a seguir a través de la revista Nat Geo y del canal pero de igual manera hacer turismo científico y eventualmente que vayan a Honduras. Les esperamos.
Therefore, I invite you to follow the magazine, which is called the Natio, and also the channels, the television, and to invite you to join.
It'll be very exciting to see, and for you to create a partnership with National Geographic will be very advantageous.
Yeah, we already,
all parties.
Yeah, we already have the partnership. We're just finishing the protocols to act, but we are really excited about it.
My last question, the global competitiveness survey ranked Honduras still relatively low, 100 out of about 148 countries. In your first year, what have you done to begin to move the bar up?
Primero, simplificar los trámites y también asegurar al inversionista que su inversión es segura en Honduras.
First of all, to simplify the transactions and then also to ensure the businessmen that their investment will be safe.
En pocos años vamos a estar en una posición muy privilegiada en función de las reformas que estamos llevando a cabo.
In a few years, we're going to find ourselves in a very privileged situation as far as the reforms that we are now implementing.
Well, thank you very much, Your Excellency, for being my guest on Global IQ Minute with Jim Falk. We appreciate it. To learn more about World Affairs Councils in your community, go to worldaffairscouncils.org. You've been listening to Global IQ Minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.